Welcome to the Swingin' Single Podcast with your host, AC Maxwell, broadcasting from the legendary Upside Down Pineapple Studios here in the heart of Texas. For over two decades, I've embraced the swinging lifestyle as a single male, and on this show, I'm here to share my wildest tales and experiences with you, the listeners. So grab some lube and some tissues, and for those spouses out there, get cozy and settle in for some uncensored, eye-opening stories on a Swinging Single Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the lovely Hot Wives. Yes, did you know that there is a International Hot Wife Day? It's on July 21st, 2025. So if you're an International Hot Wife, July 21st is your day. So let's get started. Talk about the International Hot Wife Day. Make sure you go to swingandsinglepodcast.com. Email me at swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Check out all things AC. Go to Full Swap Radio. We're on there and a bunch of other swinging podcasts on there. And let's get started with the show.
The Swinging Single Podcast with host AC Maxwell is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions, views, and content expressed or shared on the podcast are solely those of the host, AC Maxwell, and any featured guests or contributors, and do not necessarily represent those of the podcast's affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, or partners. Any information provided is given with the understanding that it does not constitute a contract, engagement, or formal advice. The host, contributors, affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, and partners of the podcast shall not be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or punitive damages resulting from the use of, or inability to use, the information in the podcast or from any decisions made based on such information. The content of the podcast is protected by copyright and other intellectual property laws. By continuing to listen to the podcast, you agree to be bound by the then-current version of this disclaimer. Any questions or concerns regarding this disclaimer, please contact us at swingingsingleogmail.com. By listening to the Swinging Single Podcast, you acknowledge that you have read and understand this disclaimer and agree to its terms. Shave your cock and balls, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, and welcome to another interesting episode of the Swingin' Single Podcast, where your host, me, AC Maxwell, discuss his version of the swinging lifestyle as a swinging single male, because, you know, you get a lot of couples in the lifestyle, which is mostly the majority of it, 95%+ or whatever, and you hear all their tales, but you never hear from the single guy that's going to be honest and tell you the truth. And that's where I come in. I step in, I feel that niche and all that stuff. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast and all that. And if you want to check me out, swingandsinglepodcast.com or swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Also, remember, go to Full Swap Radio to check us all out. There's a bunch of other swingers on there, Full Swap Radio and all that. If you are going to be in the Kansas City area, February 21st through the 23rd, come check out Craven's Winter Nights. Crazy Winter Nights. I'll be there doing my podcast live from the convention there. It's a big, huge event there during this time, and I think you all will enjoy. I'll be broadcasting live and all that stuff. But today we are going to talk about International Hot Wife Day, which is July 21st. Yes, you might say, why are you talking about it now? Well, because this is my little thing with the hot wives. I love hot wives. Hot wives, everyone. Single men love hot wives. And so do single women. But, you know, everyone loves a hot wife and all that great stuff. So I found out there was a day dedicated to the International Hot Wives. We don't talk about the ladies in Europe, Asia, South America, Africa, and all those other places, Australia and all that, some beautiful Aussies down there. We don't talk about their hot wife, but we're going to talk about them today. We're going to talk a little bit about the International Hot Wife Day. So the International Hot Wife Day, celebrated annually on the 21st of every year, is a special occasion that honors and acknowledges that the hot wifing lifestyle and the couples who engage in consensual non-monogamous relationships. This observance is dedicated to appreciating the trust, the transparency, the exploration that define these relationships, while also encouraging dialogue and raising awareness about hot wifing. The choice of July 21st as a date for this celebration holds symbolic significance. Sorry, I got a burp. And this is a live podcast. I don't do any editing and all that. It's a fucking gonzo show. And you don't like it? Oh, well, you don't have to listen. But if you do, stay tuned. Occurring during the peak of summer to reflect the passionate and intense nature of this lifestyle. So, what is a hot wife? Well, we all know the hot wife is a married woman or a woman in a committed relationship that is, and with the encouragement of their spouse or the significant other, are encouraged to participate in extramarital sex with other men. You can put women, other women in there too if you want. It's no big deal if you want to put that in there. AC is not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you about that at all. But that's what a really hot wife is. Now, I know there's a lot of confusion now because the young swingers coming in thinking a hot wife is a woman who is very good looking and she's a wife. So we call her a hot wife. No, that's not what it is. And that's what I think a lot of people get confused. I don't think advertising does a really good just job when you do a hot wife party. Now, I know when you go to, can't remember, it's in Florida. I think it's the spot. I'll have to look it up. But there's a place, there is a swing club out there in the middle of nowhere in Florida, in between Jacksonville and Orlando, that has Running the Bulls. Now, when you talk about the Running of the Bulls there, you know it's for couples that love the extra male attention, the females that love the extra male attention and all that. And it gets about a couple hundred people at the parties every time they have one. I think they do it once a month. But that is something that's known. You know, a bull, single male. So if you are looking at it and you look up, what is a bull, honey? I don't know what that is. We're new to this. And you'll see it's a single guy. So if you're not into single guys, you probably wouldn't go. But with the hot wife, I don't think there's a lot of people look up, oh, hot wife, honey, you're hot, you're my wife, so you're a hot wife. But they don't really understand what a hot wife really is. So, you know, let's get that recognition. A hot wife, woman, married woman, committed woman, in a relationship, having sex with other men and women or even couples, with the permission and the guidance of the hubby. So what's the origin of the International Hot Wife Day? The concept of the International Hot Wife Day emerged from the growing acceptance and recognition of hot wifing as a valid and consensual lifestyle choice, even among couples typically viewed as conservative. As online communities, forums, and social media platforms provide spaces for connection, sharing experiences, and mutual support, the visibility of hot wifing increased. This momentum led to the ideal of establishing a dedicated day to honor and acknowledge this lifestyle, ultimately coined the Happy Wife Company. All right. So that's how you really get some of it. Let's think about me. Let's go and try to think back. When was my first hot wife experience? See, my first hot wife experience was the very first time I ever went to a club, which was the Dayton Swimming Social Club in Dayton, Ohio. The only problem was I didn't know what a hot wife is. No one knew what a hot wife was because guess what? During 1998, you had two categories you fell into as a swinger. You were either full swap or soft swap. There was no hot wife, bulls, anything like that, unicorns, anything, dragons, yada, yada, yada. You never knew. You just knew those two. So my very first time I went was a Dayton Swimming Social Club. I went there as a young 21-year-old single male, as usual. I went there for the first time, and first time I experienced was with a woman with multiple men. It was a gangbang, and I did three gangbangs that night. So that was my very first. So it technically, she would be a hot wife with her husband encouragement and all that stuff. Now, one thing about the Dayton Swimming Social Club, it's closed now and all that. It was a great place. This was the time where, you know, HIV and all that stuff was fairly new. We knew more about it and all that. And at this club, it was a requirement that you had to wear condoms. So everyone had to wear condoms no matter what. If they saw you were not wearing condoms, they would actually kick you out. And which I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, you don't have to worry about anything and all that stuff, which is, you know, it's good because the owners were worried about the safety of the couples and all that. Other patrons. Now, if you go behind closed doors, I don't know what was going on. I wasn't in those rooms, so maybe no condoms were used. I don't know. But I remember when being outside, the owner would organize these game bangs for these girls, and he would make sure that everyone had a condom and on when they were doing vaginal or anal penetration. So that was just the house rules. And it's actually, when you first go in there, you read the rules, it is states in there that everyone must wear a condom and all that. Now, you would think, well, was it a big crowd? Because, you know, sometimes people don't want to be told what to do. Yeah, it was a big crowd. It was a pretty big crowd for a Friday night. I remember I had to go Friday night because I don't think they allowed single guys on Saturdays. So I went there on a Friday night when I was going back to college in between semesters. And I had a great time. Like I said, game bang three girls. I would go back when I would go back and forth back home to Michigan. I would stop over the nights, maybe the weekend, and just, you know, fuck my brains out. I went to a couch in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, you got cow tipping and drinking. That's about it. You know, the girls, well, you know, at the time I was more into sports and all that, so I wasn't really too much into the girls trying to wine them and dine them and 69 them. I was more of a let's play football, let's play baseball, and I'll just go to a swing club and get fucked whenever I can. And that was pretty much the downfall of me because, you know, once I got that taste of pussy and swinging, it just made everything take a backseat. I was hooked. I was addicted and all that. So that was my very first forte into the hot wife and lifestyle. And I would have to say pretty much my whole swinging career is based on hot wife and pretty much because I'm the single guy. I'm the being encouraged. I'm being supported by the husband to fuck his wife and all that stuff. So, you know, pretty much every single guy in here is experiencing the hot wife and lifestyle. So we have to understand it. Hot wifing offers a thrilling and titillating way to introduce excitement and a variety into a relationship. You know, you always hear couples, they want to add spice and all that stuff. So this is true. You know, after 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, you know, you eat the same meal every day, you kind of get bored with it. So, you know, you go, okay, let's add something. Let's add some toys. Now the toys get boring. Oh, let's add another toy. Well, you know what? You see pornos. You might have friends that are swinger now, and they're having a great relationship or whatnot. And you go, okay, let's try swinging. Let's see what we can do. Let's find a club. You know, maybe we're on vacation, and we go to a club. A lot of people want to have that lifestyle, that fantasy of having two men at once. A lot of women do, or a lot of men want to have the fantasy of two women and all that stuff. So, you know, you try it out. You become a hot wife. I mean, after a while, you figure out what you like. And, you know, maybe your man likes the thrill of finding men to fuck you. And you love fucking men in front of him and having them join in and split roast you and all that great stuff. So it involves one partner granting permission for their significant other to engage in intimate encounters or explore sexual experiences with others. This fetish can encompass scenarios where the observing partner witnesses the interaction or is aware of them happening in a separate setting. Regardless of the relationship type, hot wifing allows couples to explore boundaries and dive into their desires, really. And like I said, I'm a hot wife looking for a hot wife because I love finding men, couples, and women, if they're available, to have sex with my partners at the swing club. I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried about me having sex with all the women in there like a lot of guys will. And they'll, you know, we call in the swinging world, single men, we call women single women coupons because they get you in to the clubs on any day and they get you more access to pussy. Let's just be honest. If you have a woman with you, your avenues of getting laid by someone else is very high. Whereas you go by yourself and maybe you're not the best looking good guy, you can't dress well, you're not anything like that, your chances of a pussy at a swing club goes down a little bit. So, you know, you're kind of stuck and it just sucks for everybody. So a woman, bringing in a woman will, you know, get you that awesome, awesome you know, the more vagina for you, basically, and all that. And that's true. You know? And people want to say, no, that's not true, AC. No, it is true. We all, you know, you can disagree all you want, but the facts are the facts, man, you know. So you just got to just take it good with the bad. So anyways, so let's see. What else? Now, what is intriguing about this? For me, it's just her, you know, maybe I'm going to have an off night. I worked all day. I'm not going to be able to do it too well. Well, now I got these other guys that can substitute for me, and I can see my partner having the best orgasms in her life. And she's getting all that because of me. She's enjoying herself. She feels sexy about herself. She feels confident. Her self-esteem goes off the roof because, you know, she's finally coming into her own. And that's what intrigues me about hot wifing, is that I get to see this flower bloom right before me because now she understands her sexuality. She understands you're not a slut. Why do other people want to put another one? Why do women want to put other women down? You know, we don't see guys do that much. Women always do that. They're always staring at each other at the clubs. You know, there's one woman walk by, and you know they're all looking. Now, either they're looking because they're horny for them, or they're judging the person, saying, oh, I can't, that she shouldn't be wearing that dress. Oh, she looks good in that dress or whatnot. I look better in that dress. You know, whatever it is. So my intrigue into it was the fact that my partners can explore their sexuality, become, you know, more self-confidence, have that more higher self-esteem, and really find themselves in what they want in life. So the allure of hot wifing lies in the excitement, like I said, the mystery and the thrill of knowing what a partner is intimately involved with someone else, yet remains committed to returning. And like I said, the reclaiming sex is the best, you know, after she's, you know, gone through the realm of people that she's been with that night, and you fuck her at the end, you put your load of cum inside of her and you mark your territory, basically. And that's the excitement of hot wifing for me. You really get that mystery of, you don't know who's going to be at the club. You don't know what's going to happen that night. It could be nothing. Like, I've took girls to clubs and, you know, not a damn thing happens. It's just nothing. There's no one there, you know, whatever. The mood don't strike. And I've gone to places where, you know, it's a nonstop fuck fest where we're all having sex for hours and hours at a time. And it's just awesome. Everyone's mingling. It's like one big orgy, you know. So it just all depends on what club you go to, what day you go to, and what's the vibe of the club. Because sometimes clubs, it takes time for them to get going and all that, you know. Depends on who's on there. So when all parties consent and feel comfortable, hot wifing enables the exploration of fantasies and desires in a respectful manner. You know, when's the last time you asked your wife, what does she really want? No judgment. What do you want? What would you like? Have you done that yet? Because that's what I always ask my girl. Well, I honestly tell them I'm a swinger. I'm going to swing. I'm not looking, you know, a monogamous relationship is going to be non-monogamous. And some girls flee. Some girls stay around because they're cool about it. They're excited about it. So I always ask them, what are their fantasies that they want to do? And most of the time, it's two men, which is great because I'm able to get those two men. I'm okay with it. You know, I'm not in the life part where I'm just okay. These are not, you know, I don't want to see you with another man. I want to be with you and another woman. I'm not like that. You know, if it happens, it happens. Hell, I won't deny it. But if the woman wants to have two men, let's go for it. So you want to find her fantasies. Then you got to find out what type of guy she likes. Does she care what guys? She just cares about the cock is hard, stuff like that. And you feel out and you see her desires. You might have desires for couples, single women. She might want to try bisexuality and all that stuff. So, you know, hot wifing just brings out more than just you, a woman fucking men. It could bring out a whole ton of stuff where she embraces her sexual freedom that she never had before because for whatever reasons. So why hot wifing can be stimulating for couples? Well, for both men and women engaged in hot wifing, the act of sharing a partner can be arousing. Men may find pleasure in their partner's desirability and derive arousal from seeing them gratified by another. I can say that. Now, think about this. You go to a club and every guy wants to fuck your wife or your partner. How cool is that? And guess what? everyone's jealous because they're going home with their wives, but they really want to go home with yours. You know, they're like fantasizing about it. How cool is that you're able to do that and all that? So, you know, they may also take pride in showcasing their partner's allure while retaining the sense of ownership. Yeah, you own it. You're married to that. You're going home with that, hopefully. And that's yours. No one else's. Women may desire to explore intimate encounters outside their primary relationships, reveling in the attention, and enjoying the role of coveted partner willing to be shared. All right. Hot wifing also allows sexual adventurous women to fulfill fantasies and desires beyond their partner's capabilities. It's important to note that the individual motivations can vary despite the general observations. Now, what type of fantasies does she have? What type of fantasies do you have? Like, my fantasies were find a girl that wants to get fucked by a big dick guys and shit like that and have fun. Your wife might, who knows? You have to talk. You want to start hot wifing, you got to be able to talk to your wife and tell her, you know, tell the truth. Be honest with her. Don't lie. Don't bullshit her because they're going to see through it. So just do that. Find out what she wants and, hell, see if you can give it to her. You know what? And also be very careful because swinging is, you know, can be dangerous for couples. Swinging can, you know, be a great thing. Swinging can also be a bad thing. Make sure you're communicating. Communicate some more. There's nothing wrong with being over-communicative in this lifestyle. It can only help you. So why the 21st? What's the significance? The selection of the 21st of July for International Hot Wife Day aligns with the summertime symbolized intense passion and desires often associated with hot wife and lifestyle. The date is picked because of the heightened sexual exploration and celebrates desires and fantasies within the realm of trust and consent. By designating July 21st as International Hot Wife Day, it underscores the importance of communication, consent, open-mindedness, in nurturing, fulfilling, and healthy relationships. There's that word again, communication. You find it's probably on every fucking podcast I ever do. Communication and also consent. The two C's. All right. Well, let's do three C's. Communication, consent, and condoms. The three C's. Make sure you have the three C's all the time whenever you are thinking about or doing swinging. So what are some celebration and events? Now, I don't know any of this, so I'm just taking the word of the person that wrote the article that this hot wifing is true, and it's July 21st every year. So the International Hot Wife Day is marked by various activities and gatherings aimed at promoting awareness and education about the hot wifing lifestyle. These events include seminars, workshops, and discussions held both in person and online. Provide platforms for couples to share experiences, learn from experts, and engage in meaningful conversations about the intricacies of hot wifing. Now, to learn from experts. I am no expert. Do not take my word as expert. And if you do, well, thank you very much, but I'm not an expert. Now, not every swinging couples are like snowflakes. There's no two the same. Because you know what? Life happens. I know couples who went full board, full ass, full speed ahead into swinging. And they would swing a year or two. Then all of a sudden, you never see or hear from those couples again. They just drop off the face of the earth. Why? I always ask. Did they get divorced? No, they didn't. They don't get divorced. Shit happens. Family happens. People have babies. People have kids. People have sick parents, stuff like that. Or people get sick or people even die, you know? So the experts can say this is how you should do it, but only you know your partners. Only you know your husband. Only you know your wife. And you know how to, you know, get through to her, hopefully, that you know how to talk to her or how to talk to him. So it's kind of one of those things where you have to, you know, really, you can take expert advice, and that's all it can be, expert advice. It doesn't mean you're going to actually win. I know a lot of guys try to go, how can I convince my wife to start swinging? Well, for one, you're already fucked up because you can't convince your wife to swing, all right? because it's just, you know, one of those things. Either you're in or you're out. You know, she might want to go check it out. And after that, she might not be interested in it at all. That's why I always say you got to be very careful when you introduce anybody into the swinging lifestyle, male or female. Because if you go to the wrong place, it will ruin your chances of actually becoming a swinger couple. So, you know, when you're talking about hot wifing could be many things. Because you got cuckolding. Cuckolding is the same, pretty much the same thing, but it's just a different dynamic. You know, cuckolding, you're being humiliated as the man. You're like, and the bull is fucking your wife, which is usually a more alpha type male. Not cock size, but alpha size. You know, not, maybe a guy who, if I could kick your ass or something like that. And sometimes a bigger cock, too. So, you know, you just got to think, what am I, you know, what do we got to do? And how can we learn? Now, you take it, like I said, take advice from them, see if it works. And, you know, it might not work. Take advice, you know, try your own. Like I said, you got to feel yourself out before, more than anything, because you're going to be the one that knows yourself the best. So furthermore, celebrations of International Hot Wife Day may entail social meetups, parties, or vertical gatherings organized by individuals and couples seeking connections with like-minded individuals. These communal interactions facilitate the exchange of stories, insights, and advice while embracing the diversity and acceptance of consensual non-monogamous relationships. And I have seen more on SDC. You see a lot of seminars that they post and all that. I never go to any of them. I should probably start going to them, you know, to get more material for my podcast and all that. Because I do it twice a week for almost an hour. So, you know, I got to talk a lot of shit. So, anyways. So, you know, I have seen these new wave of meeting people with people doing, you know, seminars online. Usually they're at night most of the time. I haven't seen that you can actually go like to a video on demand video type where you go back and watch it or something like that in case you miss it, because, you know, you might work nights and stuff like that. So you're not going to be there or you're not going to be able to listen to it. So, but yeah, you do see more of this hot wife type relationships come in and come about for whatever reasons. I can't really tell you why hot wifing has become more and more popular. Maybe because of, like I said, maybe it's social media and the movies. Maybe more movies are seeing having women fuck their, had cheat on their husbands and all that stuff, and guys get turned on by knowing their wife is fucking another man, even though it's cheating in the movies. And guys might get turned on when they see that movie, and they go, oh, they might start thinking, hey, baby, what do you think about that? Maybe you can go out and go to a bar and pick up a guy and fuck him or something. Anyways, so in conclusion, the International Hot Wife Day, commemorated on July 21st, stands as a day devoted to recognizing and honoring the hot wife and lifestyle. It serves as a catalyst for promoting communication, understanding, and consent with non-monogamous partnerships. Though the celebration of International Hot Wife Day, individuals and couples strive to dismantle societal stigmas, fosters open dialogues, and create a welcoming environment that acknowledges and respects diverse relationships. Social societal stigmas. You're a whore if you fuck a lot of guys. Women, you know, you've seen that. You probably had been called a whore before. Is it true? I'm trying to guess 100% of the women will always be called a whore at one point in their life. So, you know, you get told that early on in life and you start thinking, well, I don't want to be known as a whore, so I don't want to do this. So sexually, you pent up, you come oppressed with your sexuality instead of being open to new things and new ideals and expressing yourself sexually and all that. So the societal stigmas can really hurt a female, I think, well, I probably know more than anybody, than anyone else, not really men. You know, you don't hear guys calling each other sluts and all that. We high-five each other, say, hey, good boy, good job. Foster open dialogues. Yeah, if you can talk about, if you're able to talk about your wife getting nailed by another guy, I'm sure you could talk about your wife about anything, money, government, politics, stuff like religion. I'm sure you could talk about anything. Because if she's open to getting, you know, taking back shots from another guy or another woman or another couple, I'm sure she's able to pretty much talk about anything else. Because everything else is just, you know, icing on a cake. creating a welcome environment. Now, if you go to some of these hot wife parties, these run-into-the-bull parties, they're very open. They're very welcoming and all that. No one's really criticizing. And it doesn't really matter what size you are, even color. You know, the only thing I don't see a lot of in the hot wife lifestyle is a lot of black women. There is not a lot of black women in the hot wife lifestyle at these parties. You know, it's mostly white couples, Hispanic couples here in Texas, a lot of them. And it's kind of sad. I would love them for more black ladies to be in the hot life lifestyle because, you know, AC loves everybody. It's hard to turn them down on the beautiful woman, you know, and I have to say it, all ladies are beautiful and all that. So that is your International Hot Wife Day. July 21st of 2025 will be it. I don't know what day that falls on, but whatever it falls on, you know, just have a good time. Let's have a good time. Tell your wife, maybe have a threesome that day, bring a new guy in, new bull, or whatever you want to call it. I don't like being called an animal, but hey, some people like calling their single men a bull and all that. So now let's talk about my hot wife experience. Well, you know, I always have my favorite hot wife experience would be when I was at Colette's about a couple of years ago. It was in September, you know. The fall started, and my favorite hot wife in the world, Holly Hot Wife, was coming to Colette's in Houston, and she was bringing all her posse of beautiful, beautiful women, and God damn, I just pray every time that I get to fuck Holly Hot Wife and all that stuff, because she's fucking beautiful. Anyways, so she goes there, you know, and she's brung her posse of beautiful fucking women. Man, these girls are gorgeous. And there's a lot of people there this night. Usually on a Friday night at Colette's in Houston, there's not a lot of people. It's a decent crowd, but it's not a lot of people. But there was a shit ton of people this time. And it was great. It was great. People were talking. People were mingling more than usual. And one thing I noticed is this is what I always find out. They were looking, you know, they look for a certain type of guys. I look for the film. They were trying to film, too. They were going to film some scenes there for their OnlyFans or porn pages or whatever. And I knew I didn't have the look yet. I wasn't in shape yet and all that stuff. I wasn't, you know, feeling it. So, you know, I was just there to check her out, see her in person, maybe talk to her a little bit. I never got to talk to her because I was busy. I was busy having nice, hot sex with other hot wives that were there. And a lot of guys, and this is where guys mess up, and I think a lot of single guys always do this, they zone in on one couple for the night. And unfortunately, it's a numbers game. Now, I know a lot of you couples are not going to like to hear that, but it is. It is a number game. If you're a single male out there, it's a numbers game. And I always tell single guys, don't stick to one couple all night, especially if they're not interested, you know. You can gauge, you can sense if they're interested in playing. The woman will be more tentative to you. She'll be touching you. She'll be doing the signs that says she wants to fuck you. If she's not doing those things and he's not doing those things, you know, I always say just move on. Go talk to the next couple. See what they're into and all that stuff. And all the guys were surrounding Holly Hot Wife and her posse of beautiful ladies. So I'm talking to all the other hot wives that were there who, you know, we're looking for male attention. And because of my intuitiveness, I was able to bang a bunch. I think I fucked that night 4 different hot wives that night. Because, you know, instead of sitting there and trying to bang the most beautiful woman in there, which was Holly Hot Wife and her crew, I went for the other ladies who, you know, no one was there for, but I was. And I had a great time that night. And it was a very special night for me, at least I could say that. So that was my fun night, you know, having sex with 4 beautiful women and all that stuff. And it was just great, you know. There was no problems there, nothing. And by the end of the night, I was spent. And I think Holly Hot Wife and all her friends were doing their scenes in the big-ass shower. Because if you go to Colette's in Houston, they had that huge-ass fucking shower. A shower that I'm very jealous of and that I wish one day I would have in my own room. And it was great and all that. So it was pretty good. And like I said, that was probably my best Hot Wife night. You know, I had others. You know, let's see, I'm trying to think back in the spank tank back when I went to Date and Swim Social my first time. I had all those 3 gangbangs I was in. Then the next time I was in. Next time I actually went to Date and Swim Social, I actually hooked up with a single woman. And I don't think she was much older. I think she was in her late 20s. And I was, like I said, I was 21, 20. Yeah, I was 21. I think she was in her late 20s and all that. But she lived in Ohio, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to be moving to Ohio. So nothing really came about other than us fucking all night and having foursomes and shit with other people. Me and her were a great team that night. So that was pretty cool that I met it. That was my first ever single girl. It'll be a long time before I get to another single girl and all that, which really sucks. But, you know, hey, whatever. So, you know. You know, it's what can you do? Anyways, so, you know. Then let's see. I'm trying to think of another one. I went to TPC North. There were only a few couples there and three single guys. And fortunately, all the couples were coupled up. One couple was seeming to want singles when I was there, but she was fixated on one dude. And I knew I couldn't compete with this dude because this guy was like over 6 foot tall. So I was like, fuck, I ain't gonna be able to get there and all that. So I wasn't able to do anything that night. This is way, way back then, long time ago. So, you know, and the only thing you can do is just go bell to the back room, find the room and jack off and, you know, bust a nut. You know, that's all pretty much all I can do during this time. Then after I was playing adult baseball. After that, I would go to a club and I would meet this one couple. They're always at Colette's and these people are just like wham bam thinking, man, he wants you to blow your load on his wife's face as soon as possible, and they'll take you into a room and you'll do your business on her face, and he basically cleans her up with his tongue. Now when that happened, because this is just recently, it's not it didn't gross me out, because when I was in Germany back in the early 2000s, I went to a club outside of Berlin, and it was one of those things where they would have two girls were being bakakied by every single guy that must have walked into that club. And these ladies were looking like glazed donuts. And I did throw up a little bit when I saw that, because I was not prepared for that. No one told me that Germans, I did not know at this time, because, you know, the internet's still new. I didn't know the Germans were freaky ass people. And I could not believe how open and very open, I mean, open these couples were. I mean, I really had a great time in Europe when I was doing Europe. And the hot wife in their scene is unbelievable, because a lot of women, you know, they do the hot wife scene. Now, they do everything. They do hot wives. They do just regular swapping, stuff like that. But, you know, you could go to a really beautiful couple and talk to them, and you might, if you have some game, can get into that girl's panties because of the things that she, of the, you know, openness that, you know, the Germans have. So that was a very fun time. Like I said, I went to a club out in Amsterdam, outside of Amsterdam, and same thing. They had a glory hole, ton of women sucking off guys through the glory hole. You know, more hot wifing, more fun like that. And, you know, I participated in that, and I had a great time. There was nothing that would, you know, scare me off. Like I said, now, because I saw the Germans and all that in Europe, I'm not really scared of too much stuff that's happening. That's why I didn't get disgusted when that guy was licking my cum off his wife's face and all that. More places, if you want to participate in a hot life lifestyle here in Houston, Dallas, Austin, and here in San Antonio, there are some places you can go. Now, if you ever thought about taking your wife or girlfriend or significant other to a porno place, porn video place, theater, stuff like that, some of the theaters around towns in Dallas, they have Libido, so I think that's still there. They have some glory holes, or they just have a big a place upstairs where they have the movie screen. They have rooms where you go and fuck and all that stuff. So you got places like that up there you can go and do stuff at. San Antonio, Austin, I don't know them too much. Houston, you have Smoochies, you have Pinks. Pinks have glory holes in the back, but you got to go through the filth of the people. I do not recommend, if you want to start practicing hot wifing, I would just stay with the clubs and online ads. Because some of the guys that go to these places, even, you know, you got to have some pride in yourself. And a lot of these people do not have pride in themselves when they go. They just go there because they want free and easy pussy. They don't want anything else. They just want to go and fuck. And hopefully fucking they'll wait hours and hours for just one couple to come in, and they will chase them out within a matter of minutes because they're zombies. So, you know, you just got to. So if you're thinking about going to a porn theater, just be wise that the people that go there are not couples. You'll get some couples that will go there, but they might not be there when you go there. And guess what's going to be there? A bunch of guys are going to be there, and you're going to have to not fight them off, but if you don't like being followed, it's not for you because they will follow you into everywhere. You know, Smoochies, especially at Smoochies, you got the same guys. Like, I could go to Smoochies today, and the guys I seen a year ago will still be there. And I always tell these guys, if you put more time into finding a girlfriend, you wouldn't have to come here anymore. You could fuck your girlfriend all the time. But, you know, hey, what the hell would I know? So if you want to do that, do go to those porn theaters. Make sure you do your research. Make sure it's clean, you know, it's a nice place. It's clean. Not a lot of them are clean. I'm sorry, but that's up to the management of those places. So go there. And there's a lot of other places where you can go. Go to a swingers club. You got all the kinds of swinger clubs in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio. You got Colette's is in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio. Colette's in Dallas is one of the top clubs. So you could go there, take your wife there, and find us. You find yourself a guy for your wife to, you know, have intimate relations with. Here in Houston, you got five different clubs, TNG, which Friday nights of the first Friday of the month is cheap, $40 a couple. You can go there, find a guy there. Go to TPC, go to Colette's. There's three TPCs, North, South, Hempstead. You go there, find a single guy. And also you can go to Colette's to find a single guy. Now, what you got to do is if you are searching for a single guys and you want to find a single guy for your wife or your significant other, make sure you call the club to make sure they allow single guys, because on these clubs, Saturday nights, some of them don't. I think TNG let single guys in on Saturday. Now, I think TPC Hempstead allows single men on Saturday nights too. But if you're out there, you don't live in Houston, you don't live in Dallas, Austin, or anything around here in Texas, you live in another state and you want to go to a club, make sure you call that club and say, hey, do you allow single guys? Because we're looking for single guys. They say yes or no. They might probably only allow single guys on Fridays, where a lot of the clubs do. If you're in Florida, you're pretty much good to go on any day of the week because they allow single guys there all the time. Because, you know, it's Florida. They're crazy down there over there. I miss those Florida people. Florida people, I love you. I miss you. Hope to visit you guys soon. Go to Secrets and all that. Also online. Now, when you do online looking for a guy, it is going to be a very hard task because you're going to meet a lot of flakes and a lot of fakes. Try to make sure you get talk to the person online, in person. You could do video chat. There's no reason why a guy can't Zoom or video chat with you, because you want to make sure the person's real, because you don't know. Like I said, in my other podcast, talk about guys would post pictures of them when they're 25 and they're 50 right now. You know, they're 100 pounds heavier now, stuff like that. They try to lie, or they try to put a post of, you know, things like their dick size and all that. So you got to make sure you got to put time. If you have time, online's a way to go, because then you can meet them out at a bar and see if there's any connection, stuff like that. So, you know, you just got to be vigilant when you do online stuff, because there's a lot of fakes and flakes, and there's a lot of couples that are fakes and flakes. A lot of guys would sit there and post pictures of their nude pictures of their wife online and try to get other couples to send them nude pictures and all that. Don't send guys nude pictures. This is what I tell when I have a girl, a partner. I go, hey, we're going to be here at, you know, Colette's on Friday night. Come up. And the guys will email, you got any pictures of them? I go, no, you have to show up. All right. And because I'm not in the game of pick collecting or sending pictures out to people. It is what it is. If you want pussy, come on. If you don't want pussy, don't show up. Okay. Very simple, right, guys? You would think swinging would be simple, but the recent years have really made it more and more difficult to have. But I think it's turning for a better, because I think people are more getting out there and enjoying the lifestyle more and more, so which is good. So I don't know. But anyways, we're going to have to keep on. Remember, gentlemen, to shave your cock and balls, because your ladies don't like the stuff that you're feeding them and all that. So shave those cock and balls, all that great stuff for you and all that. So I don't know. So... Yeah. Ooh, that's loud. Like I said, this is live. This ain't no bullshit taped. Anyways, guys, go to swingandsinglepodcast.com to check everything out. If you're in the KC area, go to Crazy Winter Nights. I'll be there in the booths doing my podcast live, talking to people. Hopefully, they'll want to talk to me. You never know. People that might not want to talk to me or anything like that. If you're there, come out, talk to me. I'll be in a booth. Also, if you want to email me, swingingsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Check me out. Send me some notes. Give me some show ideas if you have anything I want to cover about being a single male in the lifestyle and my perspective of being a single male in the lifestyle. But anyways, keep on swinging, everybody, and have a great weekend.